Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
When you're in a restaurant or a grocery store thinking about fish for supper, you might also want to think about what could be in the fish. Maybe mercury, perhaps PCBs, or maybe the fishery is floundering. Some fish are good, some not. But can you remember which fish is which? Now you don't have to. You can let your fingers do the fishing, as Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern learned when she dialed a fish at her local supermarket.
So I'm going to type in swordfish and see what comes up. It says Atlantic and Mediterranean caught, few environmental concerns. I got a green rating. And they're high mercury, though. Okay, so maybe I won't do swordfish. I'm trying salmon now. But for wild caught, it says it's fine. So I guess farm salmon's off the menu for dinner, too.
So yeah, that was me, with my cell phone, talking to myself at the local market. As crazy as I might have looked, though, this service is really cool. It's called Fishphone. The guy who dreamt it up is Carl Safina, head of the Blue Ocean Institute. I called him to find out how it works.
You simply send a text message with the word fish and the name of the fish that you are interested in, and virtually instantly, you will get a beep on your phone, and you will see whether you should tell the waiter that that's what you want to eat, or you should tell the guy behind the counter or the woman behind the counter that that's what you want to buy.
So it's kind of like cheating in a way.
It's kind of like being a very informed consumer and feeling kind of smug about it.
Carl Safina and his team have put together a database that rates each fish based on pollution exposure, fishing practices, population levels, even how long it takes that species to reproduce.
And then we score all those things, and then we relate the score to a color code. And the code sort of ranges from green through light green to yellow to reddish yellow to red.
I think Dr. Seuss wrote a poem about that.
Yes, he did. Maybe subliminally that was our inspiration all along.
But beyond the rating system, Carl has some basic rules of thumb for anyone buying fish, even if they don't have text messaging on their phone.
Farmed shellfish is generally very good. And then the smaller the fish is, the better it's likely to be. The bigger the fish, the more fished out it probably is, and the more you might have a concern about mercury or other pollutants. But there are some surprises. For instance, the swordfish have come back up, and they're doing much, much better than they were a decade ago.
That doesn't really help me for dinner, though. Swordfish is a little bit out of my price range. But Safina says farmed shellfish is good. So I'll text the number 30644, the word shrimp, and let's see what my phone spits out now. Oh, okay, so if I get farmed shrimp, I'm okay, it looks like, from here. So shrimp it is for dinner. Thank you, Carl Safina. Thank you, Fishbone. All right, great. Can I get a half a pound of the farm-raised... For Living on Earth, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Put them in the pot, baby, put them in the pan, mama, cook them till they're nice and brown. Get yourself a batch of buttermilk whole cakes, mama, and you put that sucker on the table and eat it on down. Singing mini fish bites if you got good video. Oh, here's a little tip that I would like to relate with my pole and my line. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, my baby going fishing too.
Just ahead, how nature can nurture peace among nations. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.